The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
And now, Hammer and Nigel go off the rails with Rob Kendall.
Noise pollution.
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer is here. Also joining us live in studio, Rob Kendall from the Kendall and Casey Show. Here to go off the rails. Rob, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks, as always, to our segment sponsor, Garage Doors of Indianapolis.
So did I miss something? Something in the news about a woke sports writer saying something inappropriate to the most famous female athlete on planet Earth? I haven't heard much about that. Have you? Is that a thing?
O'Doyle rules.
O'Doyle rules.
It took 20 minutes for Greg Doyle to make Caitlin Clark uncomfortable in Indianapolis. 20 minutes.
So my thought on this is, okay, you're the most famous athlete in the country. You're the hottest athlete in the country in terms of everybody wants to, you know, be around you, and the city is on fire, and you've got all this hope in terms of not just
signed a massive shoe deal with Nike.
And also in terms of, you know, you're literally lifting up a whole city in terms of economic impact, and everybody's so excited you're here, and right out of the gate, hey, here's the columnist for the paper of record in the city. You'll look forward to being around him for the next 15 years.
And you guys did a great job on your show today of not just picking on Doyle because he's super woke, he's super left, and that's fine, whatever. He's certainly not the first media member in the city to be that way. But he tried to make this big press conference introducing Caitlin Clark to Indianapolis about him.
Yeah. It's a 50-something-year-old man who's engaging in this sort of back and forth with a 20-something-year-old woman who, my understanding, he's never met before. He introduces himself as though she wouldn't know who he is. And you have, whatever it was, 2 months, you know she's going to be the pick for the Fever whenever it came out that the Fever were going to have the number one pick. And you have all that time to figure out what is the first thing I'm going to ask, arguably the most famous athlete on the planet. And that's what you come up with, this super weird, creepy interaction and the tone of his voice. Like, you're the columnist for the paper of record. I mean, there were tons of things Bill Benner wrote that I didn't agree with. There were tons of things Bob Kravitz wrote that I didn't agree with. But there was gravitas about them. There was a respectability about them. And this guy is the face of the Indy Star. And that is one of many. But that is a reason that paper is totally in the toilet.
And I love the fact that, again, the face of the Star, and you're right, that's their big guy right now. He's pretty much soured his relationship on this, what we believe to be, transcendent superstar.
Yes.
And it took 20 minutes.
Hold on. He apologized, guys. And I'm sure if it had been Clay Travis or Coach Dokich or Dave Portnoy, people would offer him the same grace. Right?
Oh, Nigel, you and your drugs.
Yeah, here's the thing that really bothers me, because we as a society have a vested interest in a thriving Indianapolis Star, because we need more eyes and ears on the ground covering newsmakers in our society.
And they've done great work in the past.
They can. Yeah,
absolutely. They still have some really good reporters.
That Michigan State stuff was amazing.
They just recently did an incredible story on Gabe Whitley and this veterans group that he claimed endorsed him that nobody can find and locate. They did a great dive. Those are the sort of things they need to be they need to be doing. Briggs was tweeted out a piece that I saw today about a Democrat senator who had allegedly some inappropriate, unwanted contact with someone who worked for him. And it's a really interesting piece. They can do the work. But when you have this guy as your face of the franchise, your paper's in the toilet for a reason. The guy's unlikable. He's not even a good writer to begin with. He interjects all sorts of things that have no place in people who are interested in sports would want to read about into these columns, and yet they keep shoving him down our throats, and it was on full display, and I'm sure nothing will happen to him.
So I want to make sure that I'm not overreacting here and thinking this is creepy. So Nigel, let me defer to you on this one.
All right.
You have a daughter that's super young, but she plays sports.
Yeah.
Let's say she's a great athlete at 22. She's having a press conference, and this middle-aged sportscaster keeps making the heart sign to her, something that's personal to you and your family,
right.
You and your daughter.
Yeah.
And then he says to her, I want you to do that to me. How do you feel as a dad?
Just the hair on the back of my neck is standing up right now. Yeah, just kind of creeps me out. But my question is, Caitlin Clark got an apology. Where's Carson Wentz's apology? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He said some ultra-vicious, horrible stuff that turned out to be nonsense and wrong about Carson Wentz and the COVID vaccine.
Right.
I'm not so outraged at the comments. I'm just outraged that he's not getting the same treatment that he is getting dinged. Trust me. But had it been Clay Travis, had it been Jason Hammer, had it been Rob Kendall, there'd be a different response.
Well, in his apology where he talked about, I think he said something like, I'm a part of the problem. No, you are the problem. We didn't do this.
Right.
No, nobody else in that room did that.
There's no part to this. There's a singular part, and it's you.
You did that. And it's not even that he made the sign. If he'd asked about it and said, hey, you know, made the heart sign and said, hey, what is this? Why do you do this? What does this mean to you? That's fine. That's a totally appropriate line of questioning. But it's the whole thing, I'm glad you're here. And then, you know, as Casey astutely pointed out, he kind of closes with like trying to make sure she knows, hey, I'm a big deal. And if you do that sign to me, you're going to be okay because I'm going to, you know, write some nice things about you. The self-importance of these people is just simply unbelievable.
And that's the thing, because he surrounds himself in this little liberal bubble where everybody probably just sniffs the farts that he puts out there.
Ew.
But when you get out there on a national level and there are people that are willing to call you on your bull crap, that's when they have a hard time. That's why Greg Doyle had a hard time with Dan Dockich. Dan never put up with his bull crap, and now it's at a national level.
Yeah, and if you're going to be grenade thrower man, which Doyle is, and he's a very mean person in many, many cases, and he's a very judgmental person in many, many cases.
This is the same guy that wanted us to feel bad for him because he cheated on his wife. Remember that article where he was fighting with Dan?
Yeah,
he puts that out there.
I was confused by that one as well.
It's a bizarre. The politics of the star is bizarre because they've completely alienated themselves from a huge portion of their potential listener base, and everybody knows the financial troubles that paper and that company has had. And a big part of it, I think, is because you have people like this guy who are highly unlikable grenade throwers as the face of your franchise.
Going off the rails with Rob Kendall here. Rob, have you or your old man opened up the property tax bill yet?
Oh, Hammer, that's a family event in my house.
Survey says
it did go up. I think $175 is what mine went up.
Wow.
And I kind of feel like I got off a little easy compared to other people.
Right.
Now, a big part of that was because the town of Brownsburg raised my local tax rate 22.97%. Old Lion Lacey and the gang were in rare form this past year. But the whole system is broken. And we have reached crisis point for many people. Jim Merritt came on our show today and said his parents' property taxes went up $1,000 this year.
Has that become the biggest topic in Indiana elections this year? Has property taxes and gas taxes, I'll put taxes in one bubble here, has that taken over crime or education or anything else?
The story is anyone's refusal to do anything about it. I mean, you look at these mailers you guys get, or I don't know if you get them the same way I do. Everybody says, I want to lower taxes. How is it that all these Republicans want to lower taxes, and yet our taxes have never been higher in the state of Indiana, and our entire state is run by Republicans? They'll never tell you what taxes they want to lower, or if they do tell you what taxes they want to lower, they'll never tell you how they're going to lower them. And it's getting really offensive. So like where I live in Hendricks County, we have two underachievers running for an open state Senate seat. And both of these people, Brett Clark and Ann Englehart, have both, as elected officials, supported or voted to raise taxes. Clark multiple times with the income tax increase when he was sheriff in Hendricks County. Englehart with the school referendum when she was on the Avon school board. And I get these mailers from these people, both of them within a day of each other, who have supported massive tax increases in their elected official capacity, saying they want to lower my taxes. There
it is. And because of that, we're hearing some chatter, some scuttlebutt, that even some of the big time movers and shakers that normally win these primary elections in a landslide, it's a little closer than they thought. Like Rod Bray there's some questions about whether or not he's in trouble in his primary election.
Yeah, Jay Hart is out there running, and in my understanding, he's really hitting the pavement. And absolutely, if you live in that Senate district, vote against Rod Bray. Even if you don't like Jay Hart, vote against Rod Bray. You have to vote against all these incumbents. Here's the thing. If you invite a vampire into your house and go, hey, here's my neck, you can't be mad when they drain your blood.
Right.
And I've seen all of these people who keep voting for these incumbents. Well, he's a nice guy, or he's, you know, his daughter goes to school with my daughter, or he was my little league coach. It doesn't matter. These people are financial predators. Indiana Republicans at the state level, and many of them at the local level, but many of these state level Republicans are total financial predators. None of them have any plan to address property taxes. Most of these governor candidates, Doden finally put out some mealy-mouthed, half-assed plan to help seniors, but you haven't heard word one about it since he put the ad out. They don't want to help you. You have to clean house.
Can you come back for one more break?
Just because you two are so damn good looking.
We're going off the rails with Rob Kendall. This is the Hammer and Nigel Show. Back with Rob Kendall of the Kendall and Casey Show every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, right here at 93 WIBC. See, I promoted your program today because Casey didn't give me the option of doing it earlier on the segment that I do with you guys.
She was filibustering you.
She was.
It's hilarious.
She got so mad over my age comment, which was a hilarious joke, by the way.
Yeah. Right.
And I think she took it out on you because she was mad at me that I made a hilarious joke about her age.
You have to go back. I could listen to the podcast page to hear what was going on there. It was kind of Festivus today. It was an airing of grievances between everybody.
What were you angry at me about? What did I do?
Well, you were going on the air earlier today talking about how I look the same as I did 10 years ago.
You posted that picture.
Yeah, from 14 years ago. Yeah. And I look almost identical. And I said, that is some damn good genes the Lord has gifted me with. And I'm going to show this off.
First of all, you had a hair transplant surgery. And second of all, you haven't had any kids up until now, and kids, Bal, will age the bejesus out of you.
Welcome to the party, Bal.
Right.
You're going to end for a problem.
The next 18 years of your life, kid, boy, get ready.
Yeah, by the time I'm done, boy, Rob Kendall looks like Buddy Hackett.
Hey, what was up with the Masters and the ratings being down. Did you see that?
Oh, these people are full of it. So the Masters ratings were down. But here's the thing. They were up, way up on Thursday and Friday because Tiger was an integral part of it. Tiger's still the driver, right? He's still the straw that stirs the drink, and he fell out of contention quickly on Saturday and obviously wasn't a part of it Sunday. But one of the things that they don't include are the streaming numbers. I watched almost the whole thing on themasters.com because it's way better than watching it on TV in the world where you can blow everything up on your television
now.
Well,
you can watch it for free?
Yes. And you can pick holes. You can pick players. You can watch every shot of your favorite player. And, you know, I bet on 3, 4, 5 guys. I can keep track of it way easier in real time watching it on themasters.com. And I'm, you know, P1 hardcore. Yeah. So I wonder how many people are like me have caught on themasters.com viewing experiences way better than TV.
See, certain sports I think are better at home. Now, we're talking about television compared to online, but I think football is better at home, NFL-wise. Yep. College, you go for the atmosphere, but being at home with your betting app and the Red Zone channel and, you know, the Sunday ticket where you can shop around and look around, that's the best.
Well, and I'll tell you, golf is that way because we went to the 99 PGA, and that's when Sergio and Tiger had that duel. They were both young kids.
Oh, man.
And Sergio hit that incredible shot around the tree that lives on forever. Yep. We missed all of that. It was on 17 because we were sitting all day on 18 to see the end of the tournament, and we had no idea until we got home, oh my gosh, Sergio hit this incredible shot. And it's like, you missed the whole damn tournament going to see it in person.
What's coming up on the Kendall and Casey Show tomorrow?
I don't know. Casey will probably get mad at me again and take it out on you. We'll look forward to that. It'll be a good time.
Special thanks to...
thanks as always to Garage Doors of Indianapolis. You guys are the best.
He's off the rails. He's Rob Kendall. This is the Hammer and Nigel Show.